The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the site. We were actually talking about one of the stories about the man who raised over $55,000 to make potato salad. We were discussing that during one of the breaks here. So that's right there. Yeah, one of those Indiegogo campaigns. Apparently he was going to make some potato salad, and the people support it. They are behind him.
100%. I get this Indiegogo thing, man. I just don't get it. People will, want me to help them do their Indiegogo campaigns, and I certainly have. We've had some success with it, but at the same time, it seems like some people get some radical things going and really make, market these things well. I don't know. It's baffling to me. $55,000 to make potato salad.
I saw Ian Chaffee, the guy who runs Liberty Fest NYC, which I will be debating Jeffrey Tucker at in October.
We've never been invited. I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, you should just buy a ticket and come, because it's a good time.
But I'll just stay out of New York if I can avoid it.
Well, there's something to be said for that. But in any case, he put up like a, I think he did a GoFundMe, not Indiegogo, mm-hmm. and he was like, pay for me to live in Disneyland for 1 year. And I was like, what are you talking? And I don't think he raised the money. People were like, are you out of your mind?
It was one of those things where he just wanted to see if people would do it.
Yeah, I guess he wanted to go live in Disneyland for a year. I don't know. I think he was lost his mind, frankly, right? And he's just crazy and was like, maybe people will just like pay me to go like live in Disneyland. And I don't think it panned out too well, but people do these things. Right. So wait, this wasn't even like the potato salad was not like a fundraiser gimmick for something else. He was like, pay me $55,000 to make potato salad.
I kind of feel like you have to believe in the magic of the magic the socialists might believe in, that people are just, that way, that they would do potato salad in order to do it. Libertarians are never going to believe strongly enough that someone would give them $55,000 for potato salad or pay them to live in Disney World, that they just can't. It's not the faith behind the magic, you know what I mean?
Right.
They don't have it.
I'm just like, hey, this is not sound economic policy, and I'm thinking of this as if, in terms of Rothbardian anarcho-capitalist economics, like, this does not seem like a sound investment. And other people are like, well, no, it'd be great if I just gave this guy, like, all my money so that he could make potato salad. And
yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to actually come through with, his plans here. So I'm looking at this as a Kickstarter, apparently, not an Indiegogo. Now, the difference is, as I understand it, Kickstarter, you only get the money if you reach your goal. Indiegogo will go ahead and give you whatever you've raised, basically. Now they take a fee off the top, obviously, but after the fee, whatever you've raised, they'll give you, even if you didn't make the goal. This guy did make his goal. His initial goal was $10, and his target at this point is, the amount he's raised, now time is up, $55,492, with about 6,911 people backing him up.
This is the audacity of hope, to take another Wicked Thief's line. This man, people wanted to throw him. Everybody wants to throw him $10 because he was willing to put up an Indiegogo for $10 to make potato salad. I get it now. I mean, this is just, you trolled the internet. Good job. Yeah. Here's a five spot.
But he's not going to – I don't think he's going to be able to really follow through with his promises, right? Because a lot of these things, you got to have the perks. I mean, you don't have to, but I've never seen a fundraiser without the perks.
But if his promise is, I will make potato salad, and the funds have been raised, I'm pretty sure with $55,000, he's capable of making some potato salad.
That's true, but I'm talking about the perks, right? So his goal was to raise this amount of money to make potato salad. But in order to reach that goal, he offered his customers, if you will, the pledgers, perks. You get these bennies. You get these things. Like, so I'll go through his perks, and we'll see if you think that he can actually follow through.
I will mail you some potato salad, which will be rancid by the time it gets through the snail mail.
I don't want it. At that point.
With your help, this is if you pledge a dollar or more, and 2,085 people took this level of pledge. We'll be on our way to a successful potato salad. You will get a thank you posted on our website, and I will say your name out loud while making the potato salad. Now, if he's only going to make one batch of potato salad, then I don't know how long that's going to take him. I suppose he could sort of make that batch over a period of days.
See, they're trolling this guy back now. You know, like, oh, yeah? You think you're going to say everybody's name who's given? No problem. Here's 50 cents.
Like, what happens if he reneges on the offer? If he, you know, isn't able to follow through with all these promises, he may have a bunch of upset customers here, pledgers. And to pledge $2 or more, you will receive a photo of him making the potato salad, a thank you posted to our website.
By a photo, does he mean something sent through the mail?
It doesn't. That's not made clear. Okay. I imagine that will be an email. And he says, I will say your name out loud while making the potato salad.
Well, one thing I know for certain is that you can mass email people who pledge. Right?
Sure, with these things, yeah.
So you can probably mass email people with a picture of you making the potato salad.
Even if you give the picture
to the people who only gave a dollar instead of the people who gave $2, you're still fulfilling when you give it to everybody.
I think that he will be able to do that, and it's likely that he can email people based on their group of pledge.
And who knows what incantations he mutters across the potato salad as he's making it. I mean, there's no real way to prove whether or not he has said your name.
Well, I see what you mean. He's not necessarily... Yeah, that's a good point. If he's not recording the making of the potato salad. Well, going on here, pledging $3 or more to over 1,200 backers on this, you will receive a bite of the potato salad, a photo, the thank you on the website, and you'll say your name out loud.
Is this a bite as in a...
Do you have to be there in person to receive the bite, or you, I guess not. Because
right, like the bite has been proffered. I didn't say that I was going to send you the bite.
Yeah.
But receive does kind of indicate...
It sounds like he'll be sending something. So, I mean, at $3, he would likely be able to send that out and still be all right, because, you know, cover the cost of postage. You can probably send a bite for less than 50
I don't think
cents.
It covers... I mean, it
just
covers time.
You smear it on the inside
on the
of an
envelope.
smashed into an envelope.
And at $55,000, that should be enough money to cover the cost of sending, or not just the cost, but the time it would take you to, you know, lick and stamp all those envelopes.
A bite, you're going to have to put in one of those little 1 ounce solo cup things that you could get the to go.
There's no
shooters.
Well, I mean. If you just spread it on the inside of the envelope, that's still a bite's worth of potato salad.
You're gonna if you spread it on the inside of an envelope, postal workers are going to come to your house and kill you.
It turns to powder. They accuse you of sending anthrax. A senator had pledged this thing, and now the Capitol building has to be cleared out. And
no, this is where things get to go are going crazy here.
Things are going crazy now, like after he got $55,000.
No, the bite's a problem.
No, this is crazy right here. Pledge $5 or more. If now 589 people did this. Deluxe package. Choose a potato salad appropriate ingredient. Okay, potato salad appropriate, I guess. Now, that could restrict the possible options to add to the potato salad. So I don't think there are 589 possible potato salad appropriate ingredients. So I guess some of those backers will have to agree on the same ingredient being thrown into the potato salad. But having 589 people get to decide which ingredients go into the potato salad could make for quite a bit of a messy concoction.
Oh, yeah.
I could imagine that some people had pledged the $5 just to make a completely inappropriate suggestion.
Bleach. And then you get the, you know, like with all these things, you get the same stuff the other people got from the lower level. So, yeah, so you get to choose an item and then all the other stuff. Pledge $10 or more. Over 460 people went with this one. This is where you get to hang out in the kitchen with him while he makes the potato salad.
That's pretty easy. How many?
464 backers on
it,
this
It doesn't
one.
Mean that he has to, I mean, he could make potato salad whatever days. You tell somebody the day that you're going to make, you know, this is your day to hang out in the kitchen. Yeah. You don't make it, you don't make it. I don't think that's a problem.
Number, the next one up, $20 or more. Only four people did this one. Potato Madness. There were only four available. Receive a potato salad themed haiku written by me. Your name carved into a potato that will be used in the potato salad, a signed jar of mayonnaise, the potato salad recipe, and hang out in the kitchen and all the other stuff. Pledge $25 or more. 289 people did this. The hat. Receive a potato salad themed hat along with a bite of the potato salad and et cetera, et cetera. And all of these, by the way, are estimated to be delivered by December. So he's going to have 4 months to get these things fulfilled. I mean, that sounds like a real tall order.
I am receiving word that you did have to go to his house to get a bite of the potato salad.
Okay.
So he was not going to be sending potato anthrax through the mail. Yeah.
I think this guy, this is deliverable. I think this guy can do this, and especially you've got to consider that how many Americans are out of work right now. I mean, $55,000 for a little under a half a year's work.
Not bad. Not bad. That's true. It's not bad. We'll come back with more here, and you can share your thoughts toll free 855-453. We still have to talk about the Zen Magnets thing. I know we have that one dangling. We'll come back here in a moment. Dangling balls here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Bean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control toll free. Oops, 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Join us online. And if you've got Bitcoin, you can actually toss a little bit in our Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Oh, you don't have any Bitcoin yet? Well, if you've taken the time to get your Bitcoin wallet for free over at blockchain.com, the next step, once you have your Bitcoin wallet, is to go to expresscoin.com, and that is the best way to buy Bitcoins. And now Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. It's very easy and fast and inexpensive as well. I don't think you're going to find a better deal as far as the rate. In fact, if you use coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com, you can get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no transfer fee. Now, if you go over 40 bucks, it's only 3%, which, again, I think is the best price you're going to find on the Internet. Expresscoin.com, you can use wire transfer, money order, check. You can even deposit cash at a credit union that has what's called shared branching. You can do it all from your smartphone as well. Go and download their app at expresscoin.com. And, by the way, ExpressCoin you can now use in Canada as well. ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, we were talking about the guy who's raised over $55,000 in order to make a potato salad. And he did this on Kickstarter. His original goal was to raise $10. He raised $55,000 and blew through his goal here. Now we're kind of going over some of the perks that you get, because in order to do these fundraisers online, you usually probably want to offer perks to people to sweeten the deal. Of course, the problem with the perks
in this case, he's just adding mayonnaise to it.
I haven't seen anything about mayonnaise yet, but there
Who
is something
sweetener to potato salad, man.
There is something which would allow you, if you had bought in, to add mayonnaise to the potato salad. You could add, you know, various different potato salad appropriate ingredients.
There
you could hang out in
vinegar,
his kitchen.
Vinegar-based potato salads, but mayonnaise, I think, is pretty common in potato salad.
You could hang out in his kitchen, according to a pledge. Let's see, if you pledged, I believe, $20. No, wait a minute. $10. All you have to do is pledge $10. You can hang out in his kitchen. If you pledge $20, you get a potato-themed haiku. Your name would be carved into a potato that will be used in the salad-assigned jar of mayonnaise. The potato salad recipe. Hang out in the kitchen. Choose an ingredient to add to the potato salad. Receive a bite of the salad. Get a photo of him making the salad. A thank you posted to his website, and he'll say your name out loud while making the potato salad. So, again, each one of these higher and higher pledge dollar amounts includes pretty much everything that was in the ones prior to it. $25 or more, 289 people signed up for this. They will receive a potato salad-themed hat along with the rest of the stuff. You do have to add $10 to ship the hat outside the United States. Pledge $35 or more, 585 people did this. The homage T-shirt. Receive a limited edition T-shirt designed and printed by Columbus, Ohio T-shirt company Homage. And then all the rest of the stuff as well, you know, the bite of the salad, etc. Pledge $50 or more. 106 people did this. Potato salads of the world. Receive a recipe book with potato salad recipes inspired by each country where we have a backer.
Oh, wow. This guy really could. This is a great GoFundMe or whatever it is, the Indiegogo.
It's a Kickstarter, I think.
Kickstarter, right? Yeah, Kickstarter. Whatever it is, it's really well done. That's the reason this guy did so well.
Yeah, I think I have to come up with something creative. Like, I don't know. I'm going to make macaroni salad, I think.
You can shoot a paperclip.
Would this work?
Well, you don't get to mess with my paperclips.
Would the macaroni salad work the second time? I mean, the guy's already kind of won this by doing the potato salad. How often do the imitators actually meet their goals?
Oh, I think that this joke's a good one time.
Yeah. Finally, this is the
joke?
Final one.
I mean, it seemed like a sound investment to give this guy $50,000 to make potato salad.
If you pledged $110 or more, and only 21 people did this, you are the Platinum Potato. Receive the recipe book, the shirt, and the hat, along with a bite of the potato salad and all the other stuff. So there you go. You get everything with us. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Each one of these pledges did not include everything from the pledges before it. So if you got the hat thing, you wouldn't necessarily get the shirt. You would have to buy the hat thing and the shirt thing or the bigger one.
Or the big one.
I wonder if somebody's like walking around wearing that hat and shirt right now. Or, well, this isn't going to be deliverable until December, I guess.
That's true.
Some fool is going to be out there with a potato salad hat and shirt, and he's going to be like, I paid like $150 for this outfit, and I got a real chuckle out of it at the time.
You know, on the Internet, people pay for chuckles, man.
Yeah, a laugh is a valuable thing.
Let's get back to a serious issue here, though. In the last hour, we had talked about Zen magnets. And, Chris, I did bring you out a box of Zen magnets here from the studio. Are you now aware of what the Zen magnets are? And if so, how would you describe what they are?
So they are these are powerful magnets. They are these little magnetic balls. They're like BBs, basically. They're ball bearings or whatever. And,
a little bit larger.
Yeah. That would be interesting to have, like, magnetic BBs, but no, they get stuck to the barrel of the gun. Anyway, so, in any case, they're very powerful round magnets, and, like, I don't think that they're, like, the most interesting thing in the world, certainly, but, like, you know, you can have some enjoyment screwing around with them at your desk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a total desk toy thing.
But they're also an art medium. People make,
sculptures.
Young lady in the studio here who had just made a bracelet out of them, and, you know, talk about making jewelry out of Ian's balls, and we thought that was, some fun. So I think that these are not the most exciting thing in the world, but of course now there's all sorts of excitement thanks to the Consumer
Product Safety Commission.
Consumer Product Safety Commission, because the safety is... I think it's really funny that the Consumer Product Safety Commission is really concerned about these little magnetic balls that I'm holding while I have a loaded revolver on my hip with hollow point bullets in it, and this is somehow a bigger problem.
Or not that you would propose to
them. Not
revolver,
that I would propose for them to do anything to my revolver. I'd make their life extraordinarily difficult if they tried.
But what they have done here is they've run these businesses out of business. Zen Magnets is the last business standing in this arena. The stores that have been selling these things, they are too scared to actually sell these products. And then, you know, these things have had warnings all over them in the past. I mean, when you buy the product, the wrapping on the outside, it's got, you know, very obvious warnings. Like, the last thing you see is the name Zen Magnets. The first thing you see is the warning that's in your face. Like, don't eat these things.
It's, like, worse than the tobacco warning.
For adults only. This is not a toy. You know, stuff like that. And as he points out here, as he's pointed out in interviews with us in the past, basically, what the Consumer Product Safety Commission is saying here in this case, if they're successful, is that warnings don't work.
Which is, of course, what they do. They require
warnings.
Yeah, they mandate warnings.
So for the longest time, the Consumer Product Safety Commission that's been their job, is to come up with, you know, well, you need to put this warning on your package or else, that kind of thing, mandated government things. And now they're arguing their whole reason for existence is for naught, that all this time when they've been warning people, that hasn't been good enough. Now, warnings are no longer effective, and so we just have to stop people from being able to access these products. And that could mean that if they're successful in stopping the magnets, that they could be coming after your favorite product next.
Certainly, and the thing... what we were talking about during the commercial break was what they are saying is the problem here is that if you eat, not even if you just eat one of these magnets or even if you just eat two of these magnets, but if you eat one of these magnets and then, like, an hour later eat another magnet, that as the magnets pass through your gastrointestinal system, that somewhere in your intestines they may get pinch your intestines together. And I'm like, how many times does this possibly happen that not only do you eat the magnet, but then an hour later you eat another one? I mean, it's
probably happened once.
It could be two.
So far-fetched,
you could wait 2 hours to eat another one.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free, and of course, as Shihan has pointed out, balloons are far more dangerous, but nobody's proposing to ban the balloons. We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control, and we'll give you the update on what's happening with Zen Magnets. It's Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are welcome to bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chris Cantwell joining us here as our guest co-host.
Ian Anarchist, Mark. Atheist, expletive.
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. ModUp.net. You've been feeling fatigued, you need focus, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil. ModUp.net's got it. And studies show that 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall. So you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from ModUp.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At ModUp.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results, and that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and ModUp.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. ModUp.net also gives you a heck of a discount when you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. And I believe the code FTL works whether you pay with Bitcoin or other methods. So go to modup.net, world-class service at a great price for modafinil. That's modup, M-O-D-U-P.net. And don't forget code FTL as we continue here. We'll get back to the Zen Magnets story as they continue to be persecuted by the federal government for their love of making magnets for you to have on your desk. That's apparently a very, very dangerous thing, and they need to be stopped. But first, the Lawnmower Man is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Lawnmower Man.
Howdy, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to say to Derek J., speaking of my so-called friend from Tucson, that anger is an energy. And if you keep on lying about people, one of these days they might bite back instead of just barking. And that's my advice to him. God love him. I hope you don't lead him into some situations that he afterwards would like to find that he might not have wanted to be there. After all, you know,
What are you getting at there? I'm not really understanding you.
Well, if you keep on shoving a camera in a police face, one of these days he might crack it over Derek.
I've never shoved a camera in any cop's face, and I don't think Derek J has either.
Just saying, Ian. I watched a video of that young punk that apparently broke somebody's back. I don't know why he's not in jail, but I wanted to talk about the harm principle, continuing thoughts about the conversation we were having yesterday, because I'm going to adhere to the harm principle, always have been, Ian, not the non-aggression principle, which is something different. For instance, on Liberty, John Stuart Mill articulated the only purpose for which power can be rightfully exercised over any member of civilized community against his will is to prevent harm to others, a.k.a. the oil embargo around the evil empire of Japan, that it responded by murdering 3,000 Americans in Honolulu and ended up getting millions more lives wrecked in the process. But the oil embargo didn't provoke the Japanese empire any more than, let's say, Mark, can I talk to you about blowback?
Well, you're talking about John Stuart Mill. I started to read this paper on Liberty because I think this is an interesting thing. It's an idea that a lot of people that I have ideological rivalries talk about, that they're talking about instead of non-aggression, they're talking about non-harm. And if you listen to John Stuart Mill, what he actually says is that, like, an inferior race can be, you know, ruled by despotism, and that's perfectly fine just because, you know, it's preventing harm, right? And this is an idea where...
That's a good comeback, but I'm not talking about inferior races. I know
that you're not saying that, but
I'm Liberty.
What I'm trying to get at here, though, is that this is this idea, non-harm, right? That non-harm is somehow more important than non-aggression, right? I'm thinking that if I find it so difficult to believe that I'm trying to set a standard of behavior where the standard of behavior is don't initiate force against people, don't steal, and that this is somehow like a standard that people just simply can't adhere to because they're more concerned about a concept like harm, which is a subjective, meaningless term.
May I respond to this?
Yeah.
Speaking of inferior races and harm, the Japanese evil empire of Japan had an army in China that considered the Chinese quite literally an inferior race. Now, I could talk for hours about what they did in response to that hardened belief that they had, the mass murder, rape, torture, pillage that they did for years before they bombed Pearl Harbor, speaking of the non-aggression and inferior races. But I wanted to ask Mark a question because I was thinking along the lines of being provoked, because that's what Ian left with me with the last final thought last night, Chris. Mark?
I'm listening.
Your partner in crime in 1988 had a gang of four offspring that are now all grown up and wanted to avenge I know you're not in sentiments with the. I just call him a partner in crime because he was a criminal.
I gotcha.
If kids grew up,
I think it's actually about as accurate as it could be the description as we could find.
Right. Here's the hypothetical I have you about being provoked and blowback. While you were away from home, it was invaded, and Laura and Jack were at home, and they managed to get a 911 call out before the gang of four surrounded her and
did
her up to no good. And so to speak, the bearcat rolled in around onto your property, and all the state police surrounded your property so that nobody could get in that was with the gang of four, and none of the gang of four could get out. Now, are they provoking the gang of four? Are they embargoing your house, so to speak, for good non-aggression reasons? In other words, nobody else would get killed. Now, maybe Jackie and Laura would be, but nobody else would be. Okay.
Well,
I think
it would sound to me like they're falling down on their duty. I mean, if a 911 call has been made, then they have they're going to get every opportunity to go into the house and do something about it. I don't think you need to try to...
Well, officer safety, Mark. And thanks, James, for the call. Your phone, for whatever reason, is really crummy tonight. But, you know, officer safety is paramount, Mark. I mean, they're not going to just come in where they could get shot. They got to protect their officers.
And if he's talking about a situation where there's, you know, intruders in a home and there's victims and stuff like that, we don't need to talk about non-harm. This is non-aggression, right? And the police, you know, obviously commit a great deal of aggression in order to get their resources and whatnot, but that's not to say that, like, a market entity could not do this without initiating all of this force. And you could call somebody in to come and help you. So I'm not entirely sure where he was going with this. It almost sounded like he was threatening Derek in the beginning of the thing. And I was like, that irked me. And then he starts with the non-harm thing, which is something that I could scream about that for hours.
Well, James will often tie in three or four topics into one thing and sort of always bringing it back to Japan.
Yeah, he's obsessed with
that. Well, you know, I mean, it's not like I don't mention it, too.
I want to get into the magnet.
Yeah, I don't know where Shihan Q is from, but, you know, maybe he's from Japan.
I think he's Chinese. I just guess.
Is he Chinese? Well, anyway.
Taiwanese, you know.
The question is, what's Zen Magnets going to do? They are under attack. They're the last company left. Buckyballs, they're done. MagnaCube, they're done. And he says, pointing out that he's got two options. One, shut down and stop sales. Two, all in for conscience. And he says that the beauty that magnets and wonder that magnets generate is worth a rescue effort. Magnet spheres work exactly how they are supposed to, and nearly everybody is able to use them safely. Statistical polls show consumers would rather see a ban of tobacco than an all-ages nationwide non-consensual market removal of magnet sets used for art and education. We can sleep without regret, knowing that as the last company standing, Zen Magnets fought for what was right. Nothing rational lies in between these two options, as costs and cortisol levels only go up from here on. The paramount issue in this case is the Consumer Product Safety Commission's argument that warnings don't work, alleging that, quote, no warnings or instructions could be devised that would effectively communicate the ingestion hazard so that the warnings and instructions could be understood and heeded by consumers to reduce the number of magnet ingestion incidents, unquote. This issue alone makes an influential case with vast implications, as warnings are the traditional method used to encourage public safety. Warnings are an agreement between a customer and a product. The consumer retains the benefit of using and choosing a product in exchange for the responsibility of doing so. And by assuming people are unable to follow or understand instructions, despite the lack of confirmed injuries linked to Zen Magnets, the CPSC makes the judgment that the American population is not worthy or capable of deciding for themselves. We'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts to be dialed right now. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Christopher Cantwell.
And Mark.
Join Chris over on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. He does himself a podcast. Some garbage podcast.
Some garbage podcast. And it's not on any terribly specific schedule, but we do shows from time to time, and we try to make them as entertaining as possible.
Recorded right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, right across the street in the Some Garbage Podcast Studios.
In the Liberty Ghetto.
Yeah.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Zen Magnets is under attack, and they are the only company left that makes little tiny magnetic balls that are very, very strong that you can make into, you know, sculptures and doodads and, you know, can fiddle with while you're at your desk. It's very cool.
I like them when I'm on the phone, I've got to say.
They're perfect. They're perfect for you.
It's a U.S.-based company. Is that the situation here?
I know Shahan is based in the United States, but the balls are manufactured in China, from what I
understand. Because I'm thinking that, like I think I said it off the air, I have the little magnetic cubes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these things obviously could create the same exact problem. I don't know why, like, the magnetic spheres would be, like, a bigger problem. And you can certainly buy these things on eBay from any number of, you know, overseas vendors. And I don't think the Consumer Product Safety Commission
can't stop
would have a whole hell of a lot to say about it.
Well, that's
true.
Everybody knows spheres are more yummy than cubes.
Yes, they do. I want to eat them.
But these things used to be in stores. You know, they used to be able to go and get these at a toy store or, you know, office store or something like
that. He has a few places that sell them. Don't you remember?
Still? Oh, that's right. He did say a couple of places were, like, on board.
Originally, he was sort of a, you know, like only an online business. But since, you know, the marketplace has opened up for him, because everybody else has gone out of business. Everybody else has gone out of business. He's the only one in, like, the world that sells these, or at least in America, that sells, you know, spherical magnets.
So he's going to keep going on this. And despite the fact that everybody else has bowed out of the running, And he's pointing out here that the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Committee, is saying that people are unable to follow the warnings, that they don't believe that warnings actually work, or that because some people won't follow the warnings, that therefore warnings don't work or they're not effective enough, so therefore the product should just be banned entirely rather than have a small, very, very small chance that something harmful could happen. And, of course, as Shahan points out, Zen Magnus has never had anybody allege that anything harmful happened with their product. But going on, he says that the CPSC alleges that magnets, quote, have low utility to customers, unquote, and are, quote, not necessary to consumers, unquote, is non-consensually replacing a consumer's judgment with a value judgment of its own. So these are the excuses the CPSC is using to say, well, you know, we're just going to pull these off the shelves. It's not like they're valuable or anything like that. Who really needs these magnets anyway? You people, you can just keep yourself busy twiddling your thumbs.
Who needs balloons? Ban all the useless products.
It does not matter if you're a parent who knows your child can safely handle magnets. It doesn't matter if you don't have children and want to use magnets at your own home. And it doesn't matter if you're a professor looking to build sculptures for demonstrations of molecular bonding or platonic solids. The CPSC is seeking no middle ground on the subject and assumes with great prejudice that the American population cannot be trusted to ever keep magnets out of the mouths of their children, as if magnets are the first product to be dangerous if misused by an audience that it's not intended for. Now, Shahan goes on. He's got a paragraph about democracy here. Of course, you know, he's not necessarily a libertarian.
Yeah, not a big fan of democracy.
But going on, here's what he has to say. Then there's the fact that removing...
A lot of people just use it as a place filler for things like freedom and whatever. Democracy doesn't have any... Sadly, this could very well be the result of democracy.
Well, in this,
this is what democracy looks like.
In this case, he's arguing that people want these things to stay on the market. He says that removing magnet sets from the market is the single most unpopular action item ever sought by the CPSC, and isolated from all other points, this fact alone warrants that the federal agency be challenged. Even those who are not interested in magnets yet will still have a vested interest in the accountability of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. A peek at comments on related news will show a clear consensus against magnet prohibition. Statistically, PPP and Google consumer surveys have shown 9 out of 10 consumers disagree that artistic educational magnet sets should be prohibited to all ages. As required for the rulemaking process, the CPSC must receive public comments. In the rulemaking for magnets, they received over 2,500 comments, which were nearly all against banning magnets. The 2,500 comments represent more than half the comments ever received by the agency in its history. And while we've received countless messages of encouragement, CPSC Commissioner Robert Adler reports to having received thousands of emails, angry emails, in objection. Adler, the reappointed chairman, considers himself a pragmatist, says he's concerned about, quote, resentment among members of the public. When confronted about balloons having greater incident rate than magnet spheres while sharing similar warning attributes, Adler says, quote, we should be looking at balloons, too. So you think for a moment there you've made a good point, right? Like, oh, well, balloons, they've been around forever. You guys haven't gotten complaints. Well, we need to look into this as well.
These people are the product Nazis.
Well, I mean, who needs balloons anyway?
There have actually been, like, some balloon restrictions placed. I know that, like, it's like a serious crime to, like, release Mylar balloons the air in New York. So I don't want to encourage these people, clearly. But, yeah, it's helpful to draw those sort of comparisons. I'm looking at the warning label on this thing right now.
Why don't you share that with us?
Warning, do not swallow magnets. It
sounds funny to even say it.
Like, how old do you have to be to play with these? Dunno. 14 years old in the U.S. for a strong magnetic toy, unless it's not a toy, then no age limit. But they're fun magnetic balls. Aren't they a toy? Unless it's a science kit, then the age recommendation is 8+. But really, it's whatever age a person stops swallowing non-food. Place swallowing magnets on your don't do list with breathing water and drinking poison. Call poison control if more than one is swallowed. By the way, this product is a science kit for sure.
Yeah, this guy's really cool. So going on here from zenmagnets.com, magnets. Spheres are not defective. They work exactly as they're supposed to. Strong to hold formation, round to allow connections at non-fixed angles. Used in mass for endless possibilities. There's absolutely no replacement or substitute for magnet spheres. Nothing has the same dynamic tactile special abilities that magnet spheres do, and to say the appeal of magnets itself is a problem is entirely throwing out the baby with the bathwater. The harm of products can be categorized into three groups. There are products that are meant to cause harm. These are like guns, pepper spray, brass knuckles, tasers, warships, and most other products that come out of the military-industrial complex. There are products that may be reasonably expected to cause harm, even if used responsibly. Alcohol, tobacco, trampolines, skateboards, ATVs, skis, snowboards. Things with warnings that say using this is inherently dangerous. And then there are products that are only dangerous if misused. This is the category that every other product falls under, including magnet spheres. Anything can cause harm if misused. By forcefully insisting on a comprehensive ban instead of negotiating age labeling or collaborating on an educational campaign, this becomes no longer a legal discussion about safety. This is about the U.S. government's stance on whether or not art and education is a valid use for magnets, when it has no right to usurp the decision of usefulness from individuals in the first place. Having built a business on strong spherical magnets, we've seen firsthand that art and education are not only valid uses, but some of the best uses for magnets. Take this as official notice that Zen Magnets is going all in and taking door number two as described above. We will not settle for any sort of stop sale of magnets that are perfectly safe when not misused. The hearing is set for December, and we are committed to taking this influential case to trial. We vow to continue this legal awareness and lobbying battle until our very last drop of cash flow blood. We will combat the CPSC's magnet prohibition until triumph or until a glorious death of insolvency on the legal battlefield. At the very least, we'll have one more holiday season of availability. So if you want to go and hook yourself up with Zen Magnets, I would recommend you go to zenmagnets.com.
And it's funny because, like I said before, like I've heard you do the commercial where you're doing the read about them, and you introduce him as like this personal hero of yours. And it's not fully explained. You're just talking about these little magnets, and I'm like, well, why are little magnets the hero of Ian Freeman, who went to jail for his beliefs and moved to Key, New Hampshire, blah, blah, blah. And it is. It's crazy. I can't believe that we're even having this discussion. Like, yeah. I'm now like going through my mind like the process of buying spherical magnets on Silk Road 2.0 with Bitcoin. Like going through all sorts of ridiculous hoops and steps to like have little magnetic balls on my desk. I mean, what is this world coming to?
Well, you might want to get your Zen Magnets now while you still can. I mean, I hope he ultimately wins this thing.
Yeah, but he's putting a lot into this.
He is. Thousands and thousands of dollars in attorneys.
No one is going to bear this cost but he. When he wins, a whole bunch of companies will rush into the marketplace with spherical balls that, you know, that didn't put a penny towards this. And he's fighting out there by himself. This truly is David and Goliath.
But, you know, while he is by himself, you can help him by, you know, buying some magnets from this guy. And you looked at this set. I mean, it's a nice set. This is a gift set. It's got a nice velvety kind of bag. And what was this like unwrapping this for you, Chris?
It's you can tell it's a quality product. I mean, the magnets are very strong. It does it, like you said, it comes in this little box, and inside the box is a bag, and behind the bag is this little magnetic plate that the magnets stick to, and it was like it was in some nice shape before I started messing with it, you know.
Yeah.
And it seems like a great thing, and it's so sick that we're getting to this point that it's now magnets. I thought like milk was bad, like, oh, you can't have raw milk. Blah, blah, blah. And now they're like, no, you can't have magnets or milk or you know.
Get this now, it may be contraband in another 6 months.
Yeah, it's the sickest thing, man, to look at this
Chris
happening.
Chris, thanks for coming in tonight. Christopher Campbell. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Zen Magnets.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.